Thank you for putting on your hiking boots and joining me for the session of On the Right ADHD Trail. I'm Kathy Gett, owner of Get Focused. I'm a certified ADHD life coach and a certified Sanity School for Parents trainer. This is my fourth time hosting this summit focusing on men and ADHD, and I couldn't be more excited to chat with each of these incredible ADHD experts. You can find out more about me and my coaching practice at www.getfocused.com. That's GOETTfocused.com. But are you already worried how am I going to find the time to listen this weekend? I have a solution for you. Simply upgrade to On the Right ADHD Trail Backpack. For only $85, you have extended digital access to all the recordings, a transcript of our audio interviews, and as a special bonus, you are in the drawing for a $150 gift certificate from REI. But enough talking, let's get started and meet our next presenter, Mark Almodovar. Mark was diagnosed with ADHD at 16. He has since blossomed into a notable life coach and social media influencer, championing a holistic approach to ADHD treatment. At 23, he identified a void, a space for men with ADHD to freely express vulnerability. Answering this need, he established the Men ADHD Support Group in 2019, which has grown to become the largest online community for men with ADHD, evolving from a peer group into a dynamic 501c3 nonprofit. The group is boldly changing and challenging ADHD narratives. Mark's work has been recognized in Forbes and prominent podcasts, affirming his commitment to eradicating mental health stigma. Mark's presentation is redefining masculinity for men with ADHD. This is a presentation of how making space for vulnerability and community is what helps us grow stronger as men, as well as what we've seen from running the largest online community for men with ADHD, Men's ADHD Support Group, for the past 4 years. Welcome, Mark. Thank you so much for coming today. I think this is just going to be a really valuable instrument for all our listeners today. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. Excited to be here.
So let's just get started. Well, what is the Men's ADHD Support Group?
Yeah, so it's similar to you about, and your story here, about 4 years ago, I had made a decision to turn a life coaching business that I had just started to a coaching business that was dedicated to people with ADHD. And as I started to create content and get familiar with different leaders within the ADHD community, I was pretty shocked to learn that boys and men are the ones who are so highly diagnosed with ADHD. But when it came to communities that existed, at least at that time, there really wasn't anything going on. So Me being somebody with ADHD, I remember I was going for a walk one day and I was like, you know what would be really cool? Let me just try out a small little support group on Facebook, see how it goes. Maybe it will work, maybe it doesn't, but let me just try it out. And impulsively, literally as I was on the walk, I started the group on Facebook. And we were actually a really small group for almost the first year. And then the pandemic hit, and we started to grow tremendously, about from 50 to 100 members per week. And during that time period, I had come across another leader and content creator for people with ADHD, specifically Black men with ADHD, and his name is John Hazelwood. And he partnered with me, and he was like, let's turn this into something. Let's make it beyond just a Facebook group and turn this into an actual community. Let's try some Zoom meetings out, podcast maybe, see how it goes. So years later, we've become a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and we as a community are dedicated to educating, empowering, and inspiring men with ADHD through a strong online community on platforms like Facebook, Zoom, Discord, and then an in-person community on places like New York City, Detroit, all across the country, starting off. So we're a community, dedicated to being a safe space for men with ADHD.
Oh, that's wonderful. That is really great. Because I know years ago, I don't think I could ever have found a place for my husband or my sons to go. There just wasn't mm-hmm. that space and everything. So let me ask you this. Tell us some of the little, you know, intricacies about it. Is there a membership fee to be part of this men's group?
So our group is, we're working on developing a membership right now. But right now, what we offer is, for the most part, free when it comes to our events that we do when we invite different ADHD experts. Typically, the events are donation-based, but the idea behind what we do is we aim to be, I think a lot about when I was 16 years old and diagnosed with ADHD and what was affordable to me at that time. So I think a lot about that person when it comes to the work that we do. So that said, it's important for us that we are accessible. And as of right now, everything that we do are donation-based events.
Okay. Oh, that's great to know. So, well, then how often do you meet? I hear you talking about different cities and everything. Is your home base in New York? Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, we're home based in New York City. We're starting off with once a month meetings in New York City, and we're currently working on North Carolina and Detroit. So we've got some exciting things coming up. I can't say publicly just yet, but our goal is to build spaces all throughout. And then as far as how often we're meeting and when it comes to what we do virtually, weekly, we have a variety of events. We have certain events that are biweekly, body doubling things, but weekly we have an online community gathering. Yep.
Okay. So are there some requirements that they have to meet to be able to join?
Be a male with ADHD. and right now we're not working with teens just yet, but right now it is 18 and over. But but be a male with ADHD, and there are certain group rules, such as we want to be encouraging, we don't tolerate any bullying, we welcome trans men within our group, no shaming at all, and no medical advice. Some general group rules there, but being a male with ADHD who's 18 and up.
Okay. So you were talking about holistic approach to ADHD treatment. Can you tell us what that means?
When we take a look at the engagement and what members say within our community, we often see a lot of frustration from our members who are taking a medication of some sort, which is great, by the way, and they're still having all of these issues with their ADHD. Like, that's like I've been prescribed my Strattera or Ritalin, and why do I still have these issues? Suddenly, we take a look at some of the other things that they have going on in their life, and we're seeing that they're basically expecting the medication to almost fix all of their problems, not realizing that this is just one of the many stepping stones that you need to take with navigating ADHD. I don't know the science, and I can't quote Dr. Russell Barkley super well, but I know he's got the statistics on this stuff. But it turns out that us people with ADHD, we are highly prone to being sleep deprived. We are at risk for losing our careers, having financial issues. I mean, this ADHD thing, as many strengths as we have, this ADHD thing can be tough. So in my opinion, when it comes to navigating ADHD, I'm a big fan of being extra. I love having a coach. I love having a therapist. I love having boundaries within myself that I admittedly can be a little bit better at, but, you know, getting a good night's sleep every single night. And even as I'm talking to you right now, I am standing on my standing desk and keeping myself moving to keep myself focused. So with navigating ADHD, we need to really think about what are all the things that I can do to benefit my ADHD and how can I practically implement them into my life.
Got it. Okay. I'm glad to hear that. Well, Mark, where do we go wrong on the subject of masculinity?
So here's where we go wrong, and here's where we go right, in a way. So
okay.
I'll start with the right thing first, actually. It is a really good idea for those of us men with ADHD to have certain traditional masculine values, like being purpose-driven, seeking strength, and all those type of things. Those are traditional masculine things that are a great idea and will, in fact, provide you, at least in my experience, fulfillment in your life. Mm-hmm. Where we go wrong is when we think about what it takes for us to get to something like strength. Within our community and within my own personal life, what we have seen is that we have been told a lie. We have been told that as men, we need to bottle up our emotions, that it's wrong and lazy of us to take a medication if it's needed for us to be productive. We've been told that we are not enough and been shamed frequently in high school. The list goes on and on.
Yes.
And what we need to do, and one of the reasons why a conference, an event like this is so important, one of the reasons why the community that we have in our group is so important, is really just show people that it is an incredibly great idea to have a space for yourself where you can actually remove that exhausting mask that you're probably wearing all day long in your 9-to-5 job, and actually display and communicate some of your frustrations, not to stay in that space, but to actually vent this space out and go through the incredibly powering effect of you speaking and somebody else nodding their head saying, I completely relate to that. Because when you actually do that, and when you experience that, you realize for the first time that those thoughts that every single one of us with ADHD experienced, right? Like that we're crazy, that there's something wrong with us. Those thoughts immediately get relieved, not completely, but big time, because we realize that, man, there's actually other people who go through this.
Yeah, right.
And as men, when we can provide ourselves that safe space, what we start to see is, you know, we become more emotionally healthy. Our relationships get better as a result. Our careers get better. But like I said, the truth is that navigating ADHD is hard. We want to think about what can we do to make it less hard. Community goes a long way. So that's where we go wrong when we associate being a healthy masculine man with bottling up your emotions and overworking yourself and doing all those type of things. That's where we go wrong. We don't get to strength and purpose-driven values that way. We get to strength and purpose-driven values through allowing space for vulnerability in community.
That's right. So then how do you see that these support groups are such a critical tool? Is it because they can come and they can talk and they can say their feelings and things like that and not feel like something's wrong with me, as we continuously hear?
That's part of it. The other thing is that when you can come across somebody who's been through exactly what you're going through and has come out on the other side, and you get that affirmation that success is actually possible for yourself. Because just as what we see within our community is there's a large amount of people who are struggling with their ADHD, and they come to our group when they've reached a breaking point of some sort, where they just lost their job, they just got a divorce, all those type of things. So when they post that long message within our community about the frustration that they're going through, and then some random guy named John says that I actually went through that 10 years ago and I came out on the other side. You got this. Here's what helped me. That is super healing, because we finally have solicited advice from people who get us, and not people who are just telling us nonsense like just try harder or just apply yourself. It's people that understand how our brains work. That is the beautiful thing about support groups.
Yeah, for sure. Just try harder. Oh, such terrible words.
It's a triggering one for me.
Well, why didn't you try harder? Why didn't you let those thoughts get out of your head? Well, if I could, I would.
Yeah.
Well, have you seen how the support group has really helped the men? I mean, have you seen some say just a typical situation, how you saw it really helped them and everything?
Definitely, yeah. Just recently, we had a member who was going through an awful divorce and an incredibly toxic relationship, and he's been documenting his process with of course respecting the privacy of the other person, just documenting the process of his emotions and things that he's going through. And his posts within our community would go viral every single time, and they would reach like thousands of members, and so many people just came to him showing him love, giving him affirmation that he's got this, and sharing what's worked for them. And he's managed to come on the other side and is now working with us as a moderator, and has done really, really well for himself. So but it's one of those situations where he went through an incredibly difficult situation, and then our community just provided almost overwhelming support and words of affirmation that he's got this. And that's one of the examples that I'm super proud of. And a bunch of other stories like that. But yeah, being 4 years strong, we've grown into a space where us men with ADHD, when we see ourselves experiencing a bump in the road, we're making an effort to offer that helping hand throughout.
Wow, that's great. Well, how many members do you have in your group?
We've reached about 15,000 members just recently, with a combination of our community on Facebook and Discord. 15,000. That's right.
Wow, that's fantastic. Congratulations. That's a lot of hard work that you've been putting in and everything.
Thank you. I have my team too. My team has been a tremendous help in really growing this community and keeping our community a safe space. They make a huge, huge difference. But thank you.
Oh, that's great. Well, it's good. You got to have a team. That's for sure when you're doing big projects like this. Do you have anything to tell us before we wrap up for our session? Want to add anything to this?
The biggest thing that I always like to say is that when it comes to navigating ADHD, this applies to everyone and not just the men. Mm-hmm. When it comes to navigating ADHD, your goal is not to become a normal person. Your goal is to understand how your brain works and put yourself in environments in which you are accepted for who you are and your strengths actually work for you. It is exhausting to chase that 9-to-5 lifestyle that neurotypicals seem to have and everything like that. Like, no, that's not how we work. We need to find out what are the systems that work for us and know that we are 100% not broken. If you're struggling in your life, it's often due to the fact that you just have not been given the tools that you need to thrive. But those tools are available for you, and you are very much so capable of doing well for yourself by being who you are. That's all I got.
Okay, and by finding the right tools and everything. Yeah, it's hard, but it can be done, but we have to figure out the way to do it our way to make us feel successful. Well, Mark, you have a free gift for our members. Do you want to tell us what it is? It says it's a free.
Anybody who comes from this, we are giving free access to our next event where we invite an ADHD expert. We don't have the ADHD expert announced quite just yet, but this will give you free access if you came from here.
Okay. Well, thank you. That's great. That'll be wonderful for our men to listen to and be able to be part of. Well, Mark, thank you so much today for being part of this. I want this to be spread. We are probably going to put this on every day so that whoever is listening on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday will get this instead of just one day, because it's just such an important message that we want to get across. So thank you so much for participating. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All righty. Okay. Listeners, we will have our next speaker in just a few minutes. Thank you so much for listening today. Bye-bye.